I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting uppity on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are mad flirting with councillors to get a ban on buses down the Douglas Road. Fifi underscore incredible hair said she had to spend a fortune on a high wall to stop no hoopers from Donnybrook gawking in at her 2.3 million euro mansion from the top of the 207 bus. We banned her from the group for having such a cheap house, but her point is well made. Ellie underscore no belly said she dreads the 216 because that's full of people from Monkstown and they're notorious for looking into people's houses. Chloe underscore hemp poncho says that we're all missing the point, focusing on perverts and nosy bars. She said the way things are going now, there is a good chance they'll turn the Douglas Road into a bus corridor and we'll have to put our Volvo XC90s in some kind of park and ride. Sorry now, but our mothers didn't send us to finishing school in Lucerne just so that we could sit next to some trainee mechanic on his way into town on the 207. We're getting the sweats just thinking about it. Not that you'd know because the old pores are all filled in with Botox at this stage. Anyway, I think the Douglas Road should have protected status. Ban the buses. Who do I have to bribe to make it happen? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang City Hall there and said, I need to bribe councillor. Do I just pop the money in a brown envelope? The woman said, ah no, that's not on anymore. People get upset when they see a brown envelope in case it's from the revenue. Use a white one instead.
Hello, it's Rosaline Chiara in Bala Desmond. My bitch of a sister is down from Dublin. She can sniff my mother's ill health from 160 miles away. And isn't she down to watch her like a hawk in case the old lady makes a last minute change to the will? That would reflect the fact that I'm the one left behind in Bala Desmond wiping her arse. Anyway, sometimes it's just easier to date a married man, and I'm seeing this lad that I met on this new specialist app called Married in the Kinsale sense of the word. I was having a covert drink with him the other night in Knocknagree, when who should arrive in but the bitch of a sister and her blousy friends. Didn't she come straight over with her, who's this now, Rosaline from Bala Desmond, and four shots of tequila later didn't she waltz out the door with him, leaving me there looking as awkward as a skeptical man trying to remember how to tie his laces. Worse again, didn't she bring him back to our place in Bala Desmond, and worse than that, my mother arrived down the next morning and accused me of sexy moaning when it was the bitch of a sister working her way through the Kama Sutra with your man. How can I get my old bag of a mother to show me some respect, tell me? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I rang my mother there and said, what do I need to get your respect? She said, a penis. Hashtag wanted a son.
Hey dude, so like, I'm so cool, I play hockey, even though I'm not a Protestant. But I've noticed lately that 1%ers from Ballantemple on the Blackrock Road are taking up hurling, even though we all know it's the kind of game played by Norries and cave dwellers from East Cork. Myself and my man, Brian with a Y, are the last two holdouts from the native stickball. Or at least we were, until the Brianster turned up yesterday with two tickets for the county final against some team called the Bars. I said, you're off the case, dude. That means associating with people from Toker. And he was like, relax those cacks, Ed. Hurling's the way forward. We need to show our true Gael side, so when Sinn Féin get into power, they won't throw wealth generators like us into jail. Convincing guy, Brian with a Y. So we're off to Porky Queeve to support the Rockies, he said they're called. Do you know if they have a song I should sing? Ed, Ballantemple.
I'd say any song will do as long as it's not about the IRA.
Come here, what's the story with wearing a chunky knit cardigan? Do all dolls forever show me photos of David Beckham in these yokes? I even said to her the other night, come here, why don't you just go over to him instead of me, if he's that good looking like? Anyway, she wants to buy me one for the old birthday next week. And if she does, I'll have to wear it, or all bets are off. I told Budgie, he says I look like a geography teacher from Clanmel, which is a possibility in fairness. Should I just tell her to buy me another Liverpool jersey instead? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
I'll tell you two things about my fashion-forward friend, Tony Threads. The first is he knows what's hot. The second is that he knows his football. And he said the last thing you want to wear in public these days is a Liverpool jersey. Hashtag Klopp out. I've no idea what that means, by the way.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.